So many of those boys, they couldn't go home. They couldn't go into their own homes. You know, their fathers wouldn't have them in the house. They'd say, I'm not going to keep him. Hmm. You know, he's got to get out. And he'd have to go.
Do you have any examples of that?
I've got an example, that boy I know now.
Hmm.
You know, it's happening to that boy's father will not keep him. Well, he got a job in a bar now, a couple of nights a week. When it was, yeah, well, it was worse then because, you see, you couldn't get it. If you were a window decorator, if you were a hairdresser and good at it, if you were like something to do with dressmaking, fabrics and that sort of stuff, they could get a job. And sometimes in an office, but not too many people got jobs in offices. Like I got a nephew who had a sex change years ago. He couldn't get a job. It was hard. It was really hard for them. But the fathers didn't want to know them. And as like I said, they'd take them off to the psychiatrist. You know, that wasn't what was needed. You know, it's the last thing you need is a bloody psychiatrist.
Did they come and talk to you about these, their experiences?
They'd cry, you know. Naturally, they'd get a few drinks aboard first, and then they'd come, and someone would come to me and say, oh, look, can you come up and speak to Craig? I'd say, and you'd go up and he'd be crying, you know. Oh, I'm lost, I can't go home, my father hates me and my mother doesn't understand. And I'd say, oh, you know, don't worry, love, it'll come good, you know. You'll find somebody to be friends with. But it was hard, you know, if you couldn't work properly and if you couldn't go home, it was bloody hard. You know, like, I'd feel so sorry. I'd had one stage there when I moved to Bronte, after I'd got married, I had people living upstairs. I didn't even know how many lived upstairs. If they wanted to stay the night, they went upstairs. And there was six bedrooms up there. And that's... what could you do?
So young people in those days didn't have the money to rent a place of their own.
See, places were hard to get to.
You know,
like people had a kitchen on a balcony and all that in those days. Sometimes they had the bedroom on the balcony. One end was the bedroom, the other end was a little stove and things like that. I mean, it was just not the rooms around, like the houses like they are today. It was all really, it was really hard for them. And plus being looked on as a freak and everything, you know, like, it's not good. At least they got over all that thing now. You can go into any bar, can't you, and have a drink without feeling out of place.